Chris Isaac and 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, I'm Zach here with the best mix in the morning show and your daily dish for Tuesday. Richard Donner, best known for directing Superman the movie, The Goonies, and the Lethal Weapon films, died Monday. He was 91. The cause was not immediately revealed. Donner got his start directing for such TV series as Perry Mason, The Fugitive, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and The Twilight Zone, including his iconic episode Nightmare at 20,000 Feet, which starred William Shatner. Donner also directed the movies Lady Hawk, The Toy, and The Omen. Director Steven Spielberg, who wrote the story for The Goonies, said he was all kid, all heart, all the time. I can't believe he's gone, but his husky, hearty laugh will stay with me always. Bill Cosby has defended Felicia Rashad after his Cosby Show co-star was criticized for celebrating his release from prison. After Cosby's rape conviction was overturned, Rashad tweeted, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." That caused a backlash and many people calling for her to be removed from her position at Howard University. Rashad then walked back her tweet, saying she fully supported sexual abuse survivors coming forward. She also reportedly sent a letter to students and parents, offering a most sincere apology. Howard then issued a statement saying, "Survivors of sexual assault will always be our first priority." While Dean Rashad has acknowledged in her follow-up tweet that victims must be heard and believed, her initial tweet lacks sensitivity toward survivors of sexual assault. Personal positions of university leadership do not reflect Howard University's policies. Now Cosby has defended his former TV wife in his own statement. He writes, "Howard University, you must support one's freedom of speech, which is taught or supposed to be taught every day at that renowned law school which resides on your campus." Cosby also denied that his conviction was overturned on a technicality. And congratulations go out to Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton. The couple exchanged vows on Saturday, July 3rd. The Voice host Carson Daly officiated the ceremony. Page Six shared images of video and people gathering at a chapel Blake built on his Oklahoma property, allegedly for the purpose of their nuptials. Stefani posted a photo and short video on Instagram Monday afternoon. Earlier in the week, several news sites reported that the couple had applied for their marriage license. And that is the Daily Dish for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.